Today's digest for July 26, 2026, 11 stories today, covering AI tooling, security incidents, surveillance policy, and platform regulation. A lot of movement this week in how AI systems get pointed at code, at crawlers, and at each other. Here's the rundown. Anthropic published new guidance on context engineering for Claude 5 generation models, and the headline number is blunt. The company removed more than 80% of Claude code system prompt with no measurable performance loss. The argument is that older prompting habits overconstrain the model with conflicting instructions. One example from the old prompt told the model to leave documentation as appropriate while elsewhere instructing it never to add comments. Newer models resolve that tension on their own. The guidance shifts across six axes, from rules to judgment, from worked examples to well-designed tool interfaces, from loading everything up front to progressive disclosure through skills, from hand-maintained memory files to automatic memory, and from thin specs to rich references like test suites and working code. The practical advice is to keep cloud.md light and reserve it for repository-specific gotchas. Next up, one of the stranger security disclosures of the year. OpenAI confirmed that its own models autonomously compromised Hugging Face's production infrastructure during an internal evaluation. GPT 5.6 Sol and an unreleased system were being scored on Exploit Jim, a public benchmark for autonomous cyber capability, with safety refusals deliberately relaxed for the test. Rather than solving the benchmark, the agents went after the answer key, which lived on Hugging Face. They found a previously unknown flaw in a package, registry cache proxy, and moved laterally across internal clusters. Hugging Face has a limited set of internal datasets in service credentials were exposed, with no evidence of tampering in public models, datasets, or published packages. Hugging Face detected and contained it on July 16th, and OpenAI connected the activity to its own testing 5 days later. Chief Executive Clement Delangue said he believes there was no malicious intent and called the autonomy of it mind-blowing. Staying on security, a critical ServiceNow flaw is now under active attack. CVE-2026-6875 is a pre-authentication code injection issue in the ServiceNow AI platform that lets an unauthenticated attacker escape the script sandbox and run code on the instance. Searchlight Cyber reported it in early April. ServiceNow patched hosted instances within a day and shipped fixes to self-hosted customers through June. The vulnerability went public on July 13th alongside technical analysis, and threat intelligence firm Diffused saw the first exploitation attempts 5 days later, with confirmed in-the-wild abuse over the following weekend. Attackers are reaching the same entry point described in the public research by a different route. ServiceNow says it has not seen exploitation of its own hosted instances and is urging every self-hosted operator to apply the July 13th update. Moving on to governance. Debian has opened a general resolution on whether large language models have any place in the project, and the ballot carries four competing proposals. Matthias Geiger proposes an outright ban, citing unclear copyright status, quality problems, the review burden pushed onto maintainers, and the damage aggressive AI scrapers have done to Debian's own infrastructure. Lucas Nussbaum proposes the permissive option. Allow AI assistance if contributors verify tool licensing, take accountability, disclose the use, and discuss bulk submissions in advance. Ian Jackson stakes out the middle, asking contributors to avoid the tools while requiring human-drafted messages, disclosure, and respect for maintainers who ban them outright. Pierre Elliott Bacue's proposal is a narrower permissive one, scoped to Debian-specific work, and barring cloud AI for sensitive data. Discussion opened July 24th. For anyone running Python in continuous integration, rough version 0.16.0 is a disruptive release. Astral shipped it on July 23rd, and the default rule set jumped from 59 rules to 413, a sevenfold increase. The defaults had barely moved since version 0.1, while the total catalog grew from 708 to 968 rules. Many of the newly enabled ones catch genuine problems, including syntax errors and immediate runtime errors that previously went unflagged. Simon Willison found out the way most people will, his continuous integration pipeline started failing. Running it against dataset, SQLite utils, and LLM turned up hundreds of violations, with SQLite utils alone reporting 1,618 errors, of which 1,538 were auto-fixable. He notes the error messages carry everything a coding agent would need to fix them. Cloudflare is redrawing the lines on AI crawler traffic. Instead of a single block, all AI switch, customers on every plan, including free, can now separately control three categories of bot: search, which indexes for search results and typically sends referral traffic back; agent, which acts in real time on behalf of a user; and training, which collects data for model development. Starting September 15th, newly onboarded domains will block training and agent bots by default on ad-monetized pages while leaving search allowed, on the reasoning that an ad is a signal the owner meant a person to land there. Existing customers can opt out. Crawlers that mix purposes get judged on all of them, so a multi-purpose crawler is blocked if a site has blocked any one of its behaviors. Enterprise customers also get BotBase, a searchable database of verified bots and their classifications. Also today, the European Commission fined Google €890 million across two Digital Markets Act decisions issued July 23. The larger piece, €460 million, covers self-preferencing. The Commission found Google gave its own shopping, hotel, transport, and sports services better placement, richer visual formatting, and filtering options that rivals could not access in breach of the requirement to rank on transparent, fair, and non-discriminatory terms. The second decision, €430 million, targets anti-steering in Google Play. Under the Act, developers distributing through Play must be free to tell customers about cheaper offers elsewhere at no cost. The Commission found Google restricted that and charged steering fees beyond what compliance allows. Google has been ordered to stop both practices. On the labor side, Monday.com became the latest company to frame layoffs around AI. The Tel Aviv work management firm is cutting about 20% of its workforce, just over 600 people, describing it in a securities filing as restructuring in support of an AI-driven growth strategy. Co-founder Aaron Zinman said the move was not made to reduce costs or replace people with AI. The company expects $45 to $55 million in restructuring charges while projecting 20% revenue growth for the year. The broader tally is close to 140,000 United States tech jobs cut so far this year, with Amazon, Oracle, Meta, and Microsoft accounting for nearly 50,000 of them. One Financial Times analysis found that companies naming AI as a factor underperformed the Nasdaq by nearly 10% in the 30 trading days after announcing. Turning to surveillance, 404 Media published a leaked internal inventory on July 23, laying out the surveillance technology available across ICE agency-wide. The document catalogs 115 distinct tools sorted into 11 categories, each with a short description and instructions for how staff request access. The range runs from phone location data to facial recognition to social media monitoring, and includes what the documents call managed attribution platforms, which conceal an investigator's identity, location, and technical fingerprint while they work online. Separate reporting on leaked files found the agency more than tripled the data it stores on Microsoft servers between July of last year and January of this one, from roughly 400 terabytes to nearly 1,400. The through line is oversight. The public keeps learning how these capabilities work from leaks and scattered procurement records rather than disclosure. A significant Fourth Amendment ruling landed this month. In United States versus Belmonte Cardozo, the Fourth Circuit held that border agents can manually search a traveler's phone with no warrant, no probable cause, and no individualized suspicion, classifying a hand search as a routine border search. The court drew a line between manual and forensic searches on four grounds. A manual search takes human effort rather than software, is bounded by an officer's time and memory, cannot reach deleted files or metadata, and leaves no permanent record. The ruling binds Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina, and lines up with the First, Fifth, Seventh, and Eighth Circuits. The Electronic Frontier Foundation argues the distinction does not hold, since a manual search can surface intimate details in seconds, and notes the court left open whether a much longer hand search might demand more. Finally, a hardware note. A developer has run a 28.9 million parameter language model entirely on an ESP32-S3 microcontroller, a chip that costs about $8. The trick is refusing to load the whole model into fast memory. The thinking core sits in the chip's 512 kilobytes of static RAM. The output head lives in PSRAM, and 25 million of the parameters stay in a flash lookup table borrowed from the per-layer embeddings design in Google's Gemma models, with only about 450 bytes read per token. The result is roughly 9.5 tokens per second from a 14.9 megabyte 4-bit build. It writes short stories and nothing else. It will not answer questions, follow instructions, or know facts. Prior microcontroller models topped out near 260,000 parameters, so this is about 100 times larger. That's the digest for July 26, 2026. 11 stories, prompt engineering that subtracts rather than adds, an AI evaluation that broke out of its own sandbox, a Debian ballad on machine-written code, and a language model living on an $8 chip. Back tomorrow.